Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Megan. I'm driving to work right now, and something happened really weird that I finally just decided I would call in and kind of talk things through. So I don't necessarily believe in everything. I wouldn't say I'm a skeptic, but I would say that I just don't like to admit things could be weird like that. But the first time I ever had something weird happen, I would say it was like 2 or 3 years ago. And it was when my older sister was still living at home with me, my family, and then my younger brother. And my parents were sitting in our living room, and my siblings and I were sitting in the kitchen. And then right down our stairs is our front door. It's not a small house, but it's a compact house. And the front door was open, and it was evening, but we have lights all in the front yard of our house, so it's all very well lit, street lights, everything. And we were just watching TV, like nothing weird had happened. We were just like hanging out, and all of a sudden there were 3 giant hounds at our front door. And my sibling, to the point where I like jumped and I looked at my siblings, and they both looked at me like, what the heck is that? And the pounds were with like such urgency, like somebody needed to get our attention. And we look at our parents, who are sitting in the living room completely unfazed. They're closer to the front door. So we look at them, and I'm like, Mom, did you not just hear that? Someone's at the front door. And my mom looks at me, she starts laughing. She's like, nobody's at the front door. And we're like, okay. And I look at my brother and I'm like, you heard that. And at the time, my brother was only 14 or 15. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, somebody's at the front door and nobody's going to go look. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just go look. And I was standing in the kitchen and I could look down the stairs at the front door. And it was open, but no one was standing there. And I was like, okay. Well, I live in a neighborhood where a bunch of kids, I go to high school with a lot of these kids, so maybe it's just one of them. So whatever, ding dong ditch. Okay, cool. So we went, we sat back down, we're watching TV, and it might have been like 20, 25 minutes later. And again, these same 3 loud hounds are at the front door. And I'm like, okay. So there's no way this is ding dong ditch, because I was standing at the counter where the door was, and I would have in my peripheral seen someone run up. seen someone standing there. We have a giant front glass door. There is no way I would not have seen something. And then immediately when I heard, like, maybe by the second pound, I was looking at the front door, nothing was there. But this was a pound that I could have heard from my bedroom across the house. That is how insanely, like, rattling these pounds were. And I, like, whipped around back to my siblings, and they're both, my sister at this point, her face was white. And I was like, okay, is it coming from the back door? Like, we looked at the back door. We have a giant, like, 6-foot privacy fence. No one can get in our yard. And I look at my dad, and he's looking at us, and he's like, what is wrong? And my brother's like, there is someone at the front door. And they're like, my mom finally rolls her eyes and stands up and looks at the front door. And she goes, there is no one there. She's like, you guys need to calm down. There is no one there. I don't know what you think you guys are hearing, but it's probably the TV. And I'm pretty sure we were watching, like, The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Like, nothing that these pounds would have been causing our house to shake. And finally, I think my siblings and I all, like, slept in the same room that night because we were so freaked out by it. And that was the first, like, weird thing that happened. But at that point, I was like, it's just something weird happening, whatever. Maybe it's thunder. I was trying to find any logical reason for this to happen, and I couldn't. But I just kind of brushed it off as, you know, we're just being weird kids. We're our imagination. So the second instance that happened, and there were other little things that have happened in life that I've found reasons not to look into, but I have a 1.5 now year old husky. He is my absolute world. Like, people say that their dogs are their kids. This dog is my child. I do everything for this dog. I found the best breeder. He's on the best foods. He's on any kind of vitamin he may need. My dog is healthy. I get my dog checked. I work at an animal hospital. My dog is healthy. And I like to listen to other podcasts just to kind of hear things. I like creepy things. I would never want to be faced with a creepy thing like I have been, but I like to hear about creepy things that happen to other people. And there was a podcast about demons and all that crazy stuff. So I was just for hours listening to this podcast, and I had a friend home from Florida, and we were all going to go out to a bar that night. So I was getting ready, and it was like early evening, maybe 7 or 8. And all of a sudden I was standing in my room, and my vision started to get really dark. And to the point where I was like, am I about to pass out? Like, I've eaten today. I'm not, like, diabetic, to the point where I was like, am I going to faint right now? And I just kind of stood there for a second, and I was like, well, I didn't get up too fast because I've been standing. And it was really weird. And it was to the point where I felt like I wasn't myself. And I was like, okay, well, that's really weird. It started to go away, and my dog was sitting on my bed, and he was sleeping, but he sat up and was looking at me. And I was just looking at him, and I was like, okay, well, let's go outside. Like, it's fine, whatever. And this was a couple of days after the 4th of July. And I let him outside like normal, and I went back in my room. He's going to do his business. I was going to go finish doing something and go back and get him. Well, as everyone that has a husky knows, huskies howl. My husky doesn't howl. Because I got him really young. He never really learned how to howl. I tried to teach him, but that's just me being a dumb dog owner. But he doesn't ever howl. He barks, he doesn't howl. My dad had walked into the kitchen for something, and all of a sudden he just said something to me that I didn't hear it at first, so I just kind of ignored it. And in the podcast, literally at that point, they said, you know, if you're too strong for a demon to get, they'll attack what means the most to you. And, oh, I got, like, the chills for a second thinking about that. But they'll attack what means the most to you. And I was like, that's such bullshit. Like, none of this is real. It's just creepy, scary stories to make kids go to church or go to sleep, whatever. And I kind of rolled my eyes at it and was ignoring it, and I continued to get ready. And my dad, he's standing in the kitchen, and he goes, "Megan, your dog is howling." And I'm like, "My dog is howling?" I was like, "It's not Renly. It's another neighbor's husky." And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, there are no neighbors with huskies. But he goes, "Your dog is hunched over howling." And I'm like, "Okay." We were dog sitting my friend's husky, and I was like, "Well, maybe he stepped on his foot, hurt his knee, something happened." My dog's a huge baby. He throws a fit when it's raining. And I walked outside, and I was like, "Oh," and I knelt down in front of him. I saw that he was hunched over. He was sitting, he was hunched over, and he was howling. And I was like, "Bud, like, what's wrong?" And I knelt down in front of him. And as soon as I knelt down in front of him, he went into a full seizure, a full stiff as, and I mean, I work in an animal hospital. I've seen deceased animals and how rigor mortis sets in. And my dog was in a full seizure, stiff as a dead body. And it was the scariest thing in my life because I was helpless. I've seen seizures every day that I have been in practice, but the fact that I could not do anything for him to make it stop killed me, and it broke my heart. And I just sat there, and I kind of pulled him in my lap, and he seized for about a minute and a half, and he started to come out of it. And he went through the hole. He wasn't himself. He was barking. He was lunging. And then finally, he had a look on his face where he wasn't looking, and this was when he was almost out of this whole, like, post-seizure phase, where he looked behind me. He didn't look at me, and there was a look of fear in this dog's eyes that I have never seen before, and he started to cry, and he ran into my lap and just collapsed. And, yeah, of course, I know people are going to say, "Oh, it was the seizure. He wasn't right in his head." I know my dog. And I could see in his face that he was not looking at me. He was looking behind me with fear in his eyes. And I took him to the ER that night. He spent the night at the ER. And they said he now has idiopathic epilepsy, which huskies can develop before they're two. So I know a lot of people kind of chuck it up to that. And, of course, I did it first. But I was... The next few days, I was sitting there just thinking, I felt like I could have passed out or I could have had a seizure that same night. And within a half hour, my dog had a seizure. So either I'm just really in tune with my dog or something weird happened that night that I can't explain. And then the final thing was kind of what happened 15 minutes ago that I was finally like, I need to call in. Where I work the night shift, so I work from midnight until around 8 a.m. And I was standing in my kitchen, and by now my brother, he's going to go to college in a couple weeks, so he's at his friend's house. And then my sister doesn't live here anymore. She's engaged, and my parents go to sleep relatively early. And I was just standing in the kitchen, and I just felt like there were eyes on me. And I've never had that feeling before.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.